I see high earners, smart, successful people obsessing over a $7,500 backdoor Roth contribution, but there's a strategy sitting right in front of them that lets them put up to $46,000 into a Roth IRA every year with no income limits. And many have no idea this strategy exists. I'm talking about the Mega Backdoor Roth. And if you've never heard of it, you're about to learn how you might be leaving over $1 million in tax-free growth on the table. So let's get into it. Here's the thing everyone gets wrong about 401ks. Most people think the contribution limit is $24,500 for 2026. That's what you see everywhere. That's what the payroll tells you. That's the employee deferral limit, but that's not the actual ceiling. It's the floor. The real total contribution limit for a 401k in 2026 is $72,000. If you're 50 or older, it's $80,000. Now you're thinking, wait, how? My employer doesn't match anywhere near that much. And you're right, most don't. But here's what most people miss. You can contribute after tax dollars beyond the $24,500. Not pre-tax, not Roth, 401k after tax money. And then, this is the key, you can immediately convert those after tax dollars to a Roth IRA, tax-free growth forever. And you can do these contributions throughout the year and then convert it at the end of the year to a Roth IRA each and every year for the rest of your retirement savings life. This is the Mega Backdoor Roth, and it's completely legal, totally above the board, and shockingly underutilized. So let me walk you through the math. Here's what a typical high earner's 401k contributions look like. Regular 401k contribution, $24,500. Employer match, let's say $10,000. So far, that's $34,500. You're not at the $72,000 limit, not even close. Now, if your plan allows it, you can make after-tax contributions to fill that gap. Total limit minus the $34,500 already contributed, that's $37,500 available that you can contribute on an after-tax basis. Then at the end of the year, you convert that money to a Roth IRA. That's $37,500 going into a Roth account in 1 year. Compare that to the backdoor Roth IRA everyone obsesses over, just $7,500 per year. You're putting away over five times more. So let's talk about what this looks like over time. Let's say you do this consistently for 20 years and your investments grow at 7% annually. The backdoor Roth IRA at $7,500 per year, that's roughly $306,000 tax-free. The mega backdoor Roth at $36,500 per year, that's roughly $1.6 million tax-free. The difference, about $1.3 million you never pay taxes on. Now, before you run your 401k and try to do this tomorrow, there are two big requirements. Your 401k plan must allow, number one, after-tax contributions beyond the $24,500 employee deferral. Number two, in-plan Roth conversions or in-service withdrawals. Not every plan has these features. In fact, many of them don't. But here's what you need to do. Call your HR department, send them an email, schedule a meeting. Ask them this exact question. Does our 401k allow after-tax contributions and in-plan Roth conversions? If they say yes, congratulations. Get it set up. If they say no, don't just accept it. Ask them to add it. I've had clients whose companies amended their plans just because someone requested it, especially if you're at a company that values employee benefits and retention. This is a reasonable ask. And one more critical thing, timing. You need to convert after-tax contributions immediately after you make them, and here's why. When you contribute after-tax dollars, they start growing. If you let them sit and accumulate earnings before converting, you're going to owe taxes on those earnings at the time of conversion. But if you convert right away, you're only converting the principal. No taxes on the growth. It's a clean conversion. Now, some plans allow automatic conversions. Turn that on. Set it and forget it. If your plan doesn't offer automatic conversions, contribute throughout the year and then convert the entire balance to a Roth IRA at the end of the year. Now let's talk just a little bit about some common mistakes. Let me get clear on a few things people get confused about. This is not the same as just selecting Roth 401k on your payroll form. Roth 401k contributions are part of that $24,500 employee deferral limit. The mega backdoor Roth, uses after-tax contributions beyond that limit. Totally different bucket. Also, don't confuse after-tax with Roth. After-tax contributions go in with money you've already paid taxes on, but they grow taxable unless you convert them. Roth contributions also go in after tax, but they grow tax-free from day one. The mega backdoor Roth is the bridge. You use after-tax contributions to get more money into Roth assets. It's the 401k version of the backdoor Roth IRA, but it's just on steroids. And here's the bottom line. High earners spend hours optimizing backdoor Roth IRAs for $7,500. Meanwhile, the mega backdoor Roth is sitting there ready to let them put away an extra $46,000 or more. If you're a high income earner and you're not using this strategy, you need to find out why. Maybe your plan doesn't allow it yet. Fine, ask them to add it. Maybe you didn't even know this existed, but now you do. This is one of the most powerful wealth building tools available, and it's right in plain sight. So do yourself a favor, make the call, send the email, find out if your plan allows after-tax contributions and in-plan Roth conversions. Because the difference between knowing this strategy and not knowing it could literally mean over $1 million in tax-free wealth. And if you found this episode valuable, subscribe to the Wealth Decisions by Brian podcast by clicking on the link below. Share this episode, like it, make a comment. And remember, there's no better wealth building strategy than tax-free growth. This is an opportunity for you to maximize tax-free growth for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, depending on where you are. This can mean an extra 200, 500, 1 million, or even more in tax-free retirement assets. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.